Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. Thanks for being here on Journey into the Light Spiritual Radio with your host, Michael Long, and we're so glad that you are here. Our guest tonight is John Crowley, and John's going to be taking your phone calls. Just dial on into the show. 347-884-8245 is the number. And we're going to start off with the song here, as we normally do. And we'll be back here right after this. So call on in and then press the 1 on your phone. Also streaming live on Facebook, join me. Got the video up there on my show page as well. Please share this out as much as you can. And if you can't tell, I'm trying to search for a great song. Start off the show. There's so many. Oh, well, go with one, right? And we'll start right here. We'll be back here right after this.
100 years to live. I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, now do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Well, I know that you're in love with him, 'cause I saw you dancing in the gym. You both kicked off your shoes. The day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. The king was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys
You should get it if you love the song as much as I do. It's about 8.5 minutes long. That's not even all of it yet, but we should start the show. Hello, everybody on Facebook Live. Thanks for being here. And as I was telling the folks on Facebook Live and everybody listening to the radio show on Blog Talk Radio, first off, John Crowley is our guest live from Canada, an amazing psychic medium, very accurate, and very insightful, all coming from the heart, and always happy when John is here. So John will be taking your call, so call into the number 347-884-8245 and then press the 1 on your phone. And as I was telling the folks there on Facebook Live and to you guys all there on the radio show, if you could tonight, especially if you could share out the show and the video to spiritual groups and your page if you like, but spiritual groups as much as you can, please. I would be very in your debt if you could. Facebook has messed up my account for a couple more days and blah, blah, blah. And if you could, that would be awesome. Usually I post with all the different groups and everything and all that good stuff. So we're going to be taking your calls here with John Crowley. And this week being Thanksgiving week, which is going to be a shortened week, meaning we're just going to have shows, as far as I know, just through tomorrow, because Thursday's Thanksgiving, you know, given time for the guests to be off and myself to be with my family and my extended family. We'll be there with my brother's family, and so it's going to be a good time. And so anyway, it's going to be a short week, so I'll have another show tomorrow night with the brand new guest who was on here on Friday night. She's fantastic. So that's tomorrow night, 9 o'clock Eastern. That's probably going to be it for the week. So this week here of all weeks, if you can, I mean, this is a week to be thinking of on Thanksgiving of the homeless and you know, so they're not out there on Thanksgiving and, you know, starving and cold and, you know, not, and even though you see and these soup kitchens do a wonderful job during the holidays, but you see many of the homeless live throughout the city and many don't have transportation to get to such events. So if you can donate, the link is on the show page. The GoFundMe link is there. Also, PayPal link is there to make a donation. Would be greatly appreciated. And if you do, we'll bring you up here as one of our first callers. Also, we'll give you some extra time with John as our thank you for helping out the homeless. And there you go there. I think that's everything there. And and if you're in the Facebook and you're on the line, let me know your area code so I know where you're at there. Okay? All right. So let's go to the phone lines here. And we're looking for a guest, John Crowley here. So, okay, thanks, Nancy. There we go. All right, welcome back,
hey,
John.
Hey, Michael. How's it going?
Going good. How about yourself?
Excellent. Yeah, the energy's been, for a lot of people, that are open the spirit have been pretty intense the last couple of days. So basically just getting used to that, you know, But it's been a pretty good weekend, and I'm looking forward to doing the readings tonight and reaching out to people and seeing what happens, you know.
Yeah. It's so your guys is in Thanksgiving in Canada. When was that?
Yeah, that was actually 2 weeks ago. So you guys are after us, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what day do you guys? Do you guys celebrate it all week or something, or how is that?
No, it's usually like on a Sunday, you know.
Oh.
I don't know which, I forget what day it was this year, but yeah, it's before you guys, and you guys have yours in November, so we usually have ours in October, so yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I knew it was before ours, and I had a guest once from Canada, and she said she was taking off the whole week, and I just didn't know if you guys were celebrating it all week or which would be a good thing, but, you know, I mean, family and food and all that, that's good stuff.
Mm-hmm. So. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's definitely a time for giving, you know, and if people can reach out and help their brothers and sisters that are in need, you know, it's always a good thing, you know, especially the ones that don't have a house to live in and really need the assistance, you know. Yeah.
Right. It's, you know, you brought that up and it made me think of something. You know, I'm thankful for all the people on the show that made it happen where, you know, Burroughs, that we talk about a lot, how he, on Thanksgiving now, actually has his own, you know, place, roof over his head. He has his own apartment, you know, because of the generosity of the listeners. So, and, you know, supporting
that's
the mission.
Right.
So that's,
you know, everybody coming together and, you know, doing what they can do, you know. If they can't donate, that's fine too. You know, a lot of people are in difficult spots financially, but it's beautiful to see the spiritual community come together, you know, and help one another, you know, because it's all about oneness. And ever since I started really going into, you know, shelters and helping with the homeless, you know, I felt amazing. These people were so evolved spiritually, but very, very sensitive to the outside world. Just beautiful people, you know. They're not what people say, you know. Some people think, oh, they're addicts or this and that, they're this, but they're not. They're beautiful people. They're beautiful souls, you know. And yeah, so.
Yeah, that's beautifully said, because it is true. I mean, you'll have some, you know, addicts, but you'll have that in any field.
That's right.
Any field, you'll have that, but the majority of them are not. I mean, I deal with them, you know, every single week, and most of them are just had a tough time. Something happened. You know, I know a person. I won't divulge who, but I know a connection to that person, and they're good people. And at the end of this month, they're going to be homeless because they've been without a job, but they're good people. So
that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so.
No, absolutely.
So, you know, this during, you know, between now and Christmas, you know, charities really take a hit because we're all thinking of our friends and family, and we don't give to charities because we're giving to all these other places. But, you know, us in the spiritual field, hopefully we'll remember, you know, the homeless, because we all believe, I think, you know, that we're all one. We are all connected. So technically, really, those people that are out in the street really are our brothers and sisters, too.
That's right. That's right. So just reaching out in any way you can. If you can't financially, just reaching out in a way where you reach out to someone on a daily basis to connect with them, you know, because we're all brothers and sisters, you know. And it goes beyond money to me. It goes beyond money. It becomes all, it's about oneness to me. And if we can come from a place of no judgment from the heart space, then we will begin to feel consciousness at its highest level, which is God's energy. Well, it'll start flowing through the physical body when we release all these things in our mind, you know, whether it's judgment or insecurities within ourselves, and then we become one with everyone and everything. And that's all, you know, people talk about higher consciousness, and that's all that consciousness is. Higher consciousness is just connecting in a way where there's no separation. And it's within us all, you know. And God is inside of us. He's inside the heart. That's where we meet God. And, you know, just taking 5 minutes a day to meditate even, and focusing on going in the heart center, and you will notice over time that your inner energies will come out to manifest something that is so beautiful, with abundance, with relationships, and everything else changes around you, because you're not using the physical mind as much anymore. You're not making rash decisions. You're making decisions right away. You're saying with emotion. You're doing it with the heart. And they're more rational decisions that you're making when you come from that place. So what I do is I help people connect themselves and just teach them techniques on you know, how to clear out energy that we've held on to for so long, and just going into that place and coming from the heart. And there's no difference in how you feel. It's just an absolute beautiful experience, and I'm honored to have the experience in the physical world to experience, you know, what I've experienced already within myself. We are all the same. No one's more gifted than anybody else. We are all mediums. We are all psychics. We are all from the same place, the same way. We are one. And the only thing that is about this consciousness, or awareness, might be in one place. So it's really bringing our awareness out and becoming a master in awareness. So mastership of staying in a good place, which some of us are very good at, struggle with it, where we can feel good for a long period of time. So we hold on to maybe we've experienced or got a job, a relationship, and we can hold on to that energy, and that we're able to start realizing that it is all awareness. So we can go to any place. We can go to thoughts. Sometimes they're negative. We can spend as much time as we want, but we can also learn how to shift out of that reality. We can shift out of our, you know, our negative thoughts and bring it back to where we need it to be. And that's all this is, you know, the meditation and spirituality and, you know, what everybody's doing, like the Buddhists are teaching all this stuff, and mindfulness and staying in the present moment, staying here today. And so it's quite the journey, and a lot of us are experiencing, I'd say most of us are experiencing, whether conscious or unconscious, experiencing these things around us and inside of us. So,
yeah, very true. John, we're having your phone break up just a little. Is there any adjustment you can do, or do you know of anything that before we go to calls?
Yeah, I'll just see what's is it better now or no?
Seems to be, yeah. Seems to be
better.
Just,
I think it's something with the reception in this area. I'll try moving my phone and see if that helps a little bit. Is that a bit better there?
Yeah, that seems a lot better. So, yeah,
okay,
it is the area. Alrighty. Okay. All right. We still got you, John? Okay.
Hello?
You still there, John?
Okay,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just adjusting.
Great. Okay, we will go to calls now, and you guys listening, call on in, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard, okay? press the 1 on your phone if you want to speak to John. I will come to you in the screening room, and like we were talking about earlier, if you can donate to the homeless mission, please do. The GoFundMe link is there. PayPal address is there on the show page. I can put it into the Facebook Live if you need it. Again, if you donate to the mission, we'll bring you up at first and add some extra time just as a thank you for helping out the mission and helping out the souls that are on, our brothers and sisters who are out in the streets today. Let's go to our first call, area code 727, Florida. Can we get your first name, please?
Hi, Michael. It's Nancy.
Welcome, Nancy.
Hi. How are you, John?
Hi, Nancy. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Good. Good, absolutely. Do you have a specific question today?
Actually, no. I'm just calling in support of John and Michael. So anything generalized, I suppose.
Yeah, sure. So right away, I get a mother figure coming in. So I don't know if this is your mother. And she says there's been a lot of good things happening in your life, a lot of new coming in, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I do feel something with relationship that seems to be going and heading in the right direction. Do you understand this?
A relation with
There's
Penny?
Something new coming with, yeah, relationship. Relationship, like there's a transition with new energy. Okay.
Okay.
I feel like it's a good thing. I feel like things are going to come together for you, okay?
Wonderful.
I also feel like you're dealing with... Have you written in the past? Because it's shown me like notebook. I used to write quite a bit. And feel like there's something in your future. I see like a group of people and you're sitting there. And I see like there's people sitting around you. And I feel like you're going to be working with people that struggle with... Can you hear me okay?
No, you seem to be breaking up.
Okay. Just 1 second.
Yeah.
Is that better?
Okay. Yes, much better.
Okay, yeah. So they're saying that you're going to be working with, in circles, with people that struggle with, whether it's addiction or anxiety. You're going to be in that circle, but you're going to be helping people of that nature, okay? So
mm-hmm.
helping and reaching out to that. So I think this is something that you've wanted to do for a long time, and you're very, very good at it. Okay,
yes.
Based on what spirit are telling me, it's something that it's been on your path for a long time. Okay,
mm-hmm.
As far as relationships go, I am feeling that you have a brother because they're showing me brother in the physical. That's kind
mm-hmm.
of been hard to reach out, and it's been hard for you to reach out to him in a way where it would have been hard to build a relationship. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And I feel like. I feel like that with your work, it's something to do with social work or social services in the future. And that's where I'm seeing your gifts coming out and really connecting and feeling connected to people and really reaching out in that way. Okay?
Mm-hmm. I can see that. I can totally see that.
Yes. And grandmother's, she's...
Hello?
Okay, hang on.
Oh, I lost him, yeah.
Yeah, his call dropped. He must be having a lot of difficulty.
Oh.
But stand by. He'll call back here. Stand by. And so let me tell all the listeners again, call into the show. So I'm speaking also to the Facebook Live. Call in, okay, 347-884-8245. My guest is the medium, okay? I'm not a medium. Yeah, I'm intuitive. We all are. But no, not everybody is a medium. John Crowley is a great medium. Call into the show, and we'll take as many calls as we can tonight as time permits, okay? And again, if you donate to the homeless mission, especially on this week of Thanksgiving, I will say thank you in a big way by bringing your call up next and giving you extra time. And if you're in Canada, I'll even call you from the studio. So if you can use the GoFundMe link or PayPal, and if you need to know where that is, I will let you know. It looks like we got John back. John, are you there?
I'm so sorry about that. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with this phone. I hope it's okay now. you know.
Yeah, that sounds better. Yeah, a lot of noise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the reception is something to do with reception or something.
Yeah, sounds this, like it.
Nancy still on the line, or?
Yes, let's get her back on. Nancy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Nancy, so basically what they were showing me is that your grandmother came in, and I also feel like, is your father passed, yes or no? There's a father figure here, too.
As far as I know, I don't think my father has passed. We don't really have a relationship, but...
He did tell me that before he came in. So I'm not saying, I'm just feeling his energy around you.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's quite possible he did suffer a stroke while I was in England, but I really don't know much about him.
Okay, I'm
so.
Not going to go there, but I felt
yeah.
bother coming.
Thank you.
He keeps on saying that there's been some anxiety around another male figure, so this could be like a son or someone that you're very close to, but they're showing me male, and they're
mm-hmm.
showing me that you've been trying to help him out as best as you can, you know? And I
mm-hmm.
feel like you've really reached out in a way where you've helped them you might have helped them financially, but they're saying kind of step back from that type of thing,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's time for this person to move on with their life,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
I do see you that you have a background working with people. It could be teaching. It could be something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You've done this before. Okay. With you.
Huh. Well, I am a holistic life coach in
okay.
now, but I'm pretty sure I've done it before.
So you
certain
do,
I've done
you
it
do,
before.
Because the groups I'm seeing you do, I'm basically seeing like a circle, you know, like people that come in, it's like a drop-in circle where they can take courses, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying you're going to be really good at that, but you're going to be helping people with consciousness, with actually getting into their own energy and actually learning how to connect to themselves and in a way where they're not feeling anxious or depression or anything like that, okay?
That's wonderful. Thank you for that.
I'm also getting a birthday card handed to me from Grandma, okay?
Mm.
So someone's birthday. What's that?
Yes, that's my grandmother.
Said,
that's my mom's mom. My mom just had a birthday a few days ago.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, Grandma.
She keeps on talking about these earrings that were very significant to her and you. And she keeps on pointing to her earlobes, okay?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So I think someone has those, okay?
My mom might, and I made my mom a pair of earrings for her birthday, too, so.
Because she's laughing about it on the other side, so she's pointing to her earlobes and the rings, earrings.
Oh, okay.
And she says that she's very happy. Something about you trying to get rid of a wedding ring over the last 5 years or something. I don't know what this means, but she says you've been trying to get rid of it. I don't
mm-hmm.
understand what that is. Okay.
I don't either.
But she's looking forward to me. I think it's going to make sense later on.
Okay.
Okay. Direction-wise, it's been pretty slow for you with business. It hasn't really been slow, but they're
mm-hmm.
saying things really pick up going into February of next year.
Awesome.
And I feel like a lot of times when you step into these groups, I feel like you're the type of person that
mm-hmm.
pretends like they don't know what they're talking. Like, you know, you don't come out and like, verbalize, you know, I'm like, I know so much. You're very like non-ego, but I feel like, you kind of sit back and you observe everything around you without any
judgment,
without saying like, oh, this is how it is, or this is what happens, or you know what I mean? And I feel like you do that a lot. You know,
yeah, I do.
And what they're saying is it's not ego to tell people what your experience is. So to come out more, to describe what you've learned over the years and what you've experienced,
mm-hmm.
In that way so that you can, because I feel like you're going to help a lot of people. And I think this is something that they're bringing forward, for you to, I guess just to kind of embrace in a way, because you are so gifted and you know a lot of stuff. I mean, you've studied this stuff for a long time.
Yes, I have. Very, very long time. And my own experiences too, so.
And I know you struggled with relationships quite a bit, and you're saying it's okay. Like, there is a new relationship coming in. There's something new coming here. It's coming fast. It's like a train, okay?
Okay.
So just be aware of that.
I'm trying to stay positive about that. I really
Well,
am.
I know it is, because when they show me stuff like that and they push it forward, then I know it's going to happen pretty fast, and it's just like it's happening soon.
I was going to ask you about that, because it's been an...
Grandma says, does she have British? She's saying something about British background in the family as well. Okay.
Yes.
And she keeps on talking about the letters that she used to send. So I think, like, did you have a grandmother that lived somewhere else, like, she used to send letters, like, you know how they used to write letters and send them in the mail type of thing? That's what she's showing me. And she's saying that that whatever is going on in your life, I feel like you've really created that sacred space within your environment. So I think you've created a real nice space for yourself where you're not overwhelmed by people. And that's what you've done recently. So within the last 4 months, you've really made that place at home, and you're like, this is the way it's staying, and no one's coming in yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel comfortable, you know?
Right. Absolutely. I had to.
And I'm sorry, but was it a son that they were talking to? Because they showed me son. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And
well,
do you have a son?
I do have a son. He lives in California.
Yep. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to talk about his career a little bit. They always bring messages about career to me. I don't know why, but they want to talk something about business in him, okay? So I'm more dressed up in more of a suit type thing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I see him at a bank. I see him doing some work, something to do. I don't know what this is, but it will come up. But they are showing me something in business, okay, for him in the future, okay?
Okay.
For himself.
Nice.
And they're saying, don't worry about him. He's going to be fine.
Okay, thank you for that.
And you are going to reconnect to him very soon. Okay.
Okay.
Do you have any questions today?
Yes, actually. Are you referring to my son? My son, he and I have a good relationship. He was just here.
I wasn't stating that there was a negative relationship at all. What I was saying there's going to be a reconnect. So if he's living in California, you're going to be meeting him very shortly again.
Okay. Because I was going to say my daughter's gay, so she is a more of a masculine figure as well. So I wondered if it may be her that's coming through, that masculine energy.
No.
Okay.
No, I could tell the difference. But what I'm saying, your daughter, are getting, not too much with her, really. I'm just getting a lot of art around her, okay? Something artistic about her she's very good at, okay?
Yes, she is.
And I feel like she's going to pursue that as a career, and I really feel like art is a part of her career path, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like she's gonna pursue that, okay?
Okay. All right, thank you so much, John. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
Blessings to you always.
All right. Blessings back, and you have a great Thanksgiving holiday, okay?
Thank you, Michael. Likewise.
Thanks for your kind words at the beginning also. You're very kind.
Oh, thank you, Michael. Thank you.
All right.
I'm here
to
support. Bye.
Thank you. We appreciate it, Tom.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. We have John Crowley in the house, as Darcy was saying in the chat room. John, she was actually saying, Mr. John Crowley's in the house.
Yeah.
That's
great, you know.
Yeah. Yes, he is. He's helping share the post tonight on some pages for me. So she's really, really great. Always there.
Absolutely.
Let's go to... Denver, Colorado. Colorado, one of my favorite states. And let's bring in Casildra, who is in the middle of making chicken noodle soup and she promises to send a bowl to me and you too, John. So
okay, that's
yes.
great.
Good evening.
Yeah.
Good evening.
Hi, how are you?
Yes, I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Yeah.
Good, good. Yes. Happy holidays to you both.
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
I said happy holidays to you
happy
both.
Happy holidays to you as well. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so is there a specific area you would like me to look in today?
No, I don't have anything specific. I'm just open to general. Yes, I am.
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and connect to spirit. And this is coming from a motherly figure in spirit, so older female crossed, okay?
Yes.
That's coming in. And she keeps on talking about severe migraines before she passed. And she keeps on talking about, like, how she felt very dizzy, okay? So she experienced a lot of nausea before she passed as well, but she's saying that she loves you dearly, okay?
Yes.
And she keeps on saying that you keep everything so tidy, and she's like, sometimes that you can just, like, let that go. You don't have to keep everything tidy. She says you're a lot like your mother or something like that, okay, in a lot of ways.
Yes.
Okay. She says that she wants to talk about the blankets, not the blankets, but the she used to put things like a tablecloth that she used to make. She wants to talk about the tablecloth being very significant in this reading and validation. Because it was very close to her, the tablecloth, like she made the tablecloth herself or something like that, okay?
Okay.
She says you're heading in many different directions. She says that you've taken a little bit of a break from work. So you've kind of withdrawn from work for a little while and you've really taken a new direction, okay?
Correct.
And I feel like things are going to work out for you. I really do. I feel like the new direction you're taking is really going to come together, okay?
Yes.
I also do feel a younger male in spirit, a younger gentleman in spirit, okay, around
mm-hmm,
you.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he was
yes,
very close
yes.
to you. And he says he calls you kind of like mom, like you were like a mother
yes.
to him. Okay. And he says, I
yes.
love you dearly. He said, I couldn't hold on anymore. Okay.
Yes.
He says, I passed very suddenly, and I was doing some stuff that I shouldn't have been doing at the time, but I'm in a good place now. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He says you took care of me. You were like my mother.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He says that I love you. Like, you know, he says it's almost like you have a daughter as well that he's talking about, because he's talking about
mm-hmm.
this younger female that he really connected to, okay?
Yes.
And he says, sorry for being so angry in the physical. I had a really angry, I used to get really angry for no reason. And I think your daughter was involved with this person as well, wasn't she?
No, she was a little bit young, too young.
But who was involved with, so he's showing me that he sent me a lot of love towards your daughter, but he's saying that, you know, things got difficult for me. And I feel like his family issues were something that carried on for a long time. He said that you
mm-hmm.
helped me so much. Okay.
Mhm.
And he keeps on talking about, he's laughing about it on the other side, and he keeps on saying that, like, you should start curling your hair. Something about curling your hair, and something about changing your hair that's going to be coming up, okay? So, like,
okay.
a hair appointment. But he's saying get that done. He says something's going to come up with, like, a change. You're going to change your hair or something like that. And he's kind of joking around and it's just being kind of funny, okay?
Okay.
That's all he's really saying. As I move forward, he says that there's a lot of things that you want to change in the house that you're living in. There's a lot of things that you want to change about that place. Okay.
Mhm.
So there's a lot of stuff that you're looking at, and he keeps on showing me like the cabinets and stuff like that, and he keeps on like showing
mm-hmm.
me that they need to be redone. Okay.
Yes.
And I think that's one of the things you're going to do in the new year, something about painting or redone cabinets, okay?
Okay.
And I don't normally predict this, but he says someone's going to be pregnant in the new year. Someone will become pregnant.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's a surprise. I should have said it. I don't know. He's just doing all kinds of stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he keeps on talking about, and he said, you remember this story? He keeps on talking about a time where someone's window got smashed or something. Like, he keeps on talking about a car, and he keeps on talking about a rock going through a car, okay? So it's symbolic. For like a time where someone's car got broken into or something. It might have been his car, but it's like it's something that he's validating that happened in the physical, okay?
Okay.
So I'll leave you with that. Do you have any specific questions today?
Just money, really. Finances. Anything
finances
new?
Well,
yeah, for the new year.
I'm not feeling things are as bad as you make them out to be, okay?
Oh, no.
I think financially,
I mean,
you're okay.
It's good. Yeah.
The way they're talking about money is like, you have money right now, but I feel like it's just going to continue to grow. And like I said, it's not as bad as you think it is. And I think there's more money coming in. There's some kind of investment or something you put your money towards. Okay, and I think it's a good investment of some kind, to be business, something like that, but you're going to get a return going into 2018, okay?
Okay.
But yeah, I see good things with money. I don't think money was ever an issue for you, like, recently, you know? You think you've been really good with that.
Yeah,
but
I've been trying to. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'll leave you with that, and thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you very much, and you all have a blessed evening.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Enjoy that soup. Okay. We'll send you our address.
Thank you.
Have a good holiday.
All right.
Okay.
You too.
Have a good holiday.
Blessings.
You
as well.
Yes, blessings.
Thank you.
All right. Everybody is, after Thanksgiving, John, then everybody's going to get really focused about the new year. And then your questions were going to be, what do you see in 2018 for me? Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's always, we always want to know what's going on. And the great part about it is, anything can, we can change our reality at any time, our future at any time, just by making one decision and changing it. So,
Yeah, for sure. And she was wanting to know about, money, and I was thinking of the money bells we have here on the show. That kind of there you go.
Yeah.
Somebody wins on the Price is Right. It's always good stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Right. Before we take the next call, John, how do folks reach you for private sessions?
Absolutely. You can reach me through my webpage, Psychic Jonathan, JonathanAthan.net, or you can connect with me on Facebook. My Facebook page is Intuitive Medium Jonathan Crawley, or you can send me an email at info@psychicjonathan.net. All is posted to the show page. So if you want to set up an appointment, if you want to detail that reading, contact me anytime, or if you want to do meditation work. Okay.
All right. Very good. We have the contact information right here for Jonathan right here on the show page as well. And I just want to give a shout out to Darcy, who just informed me that she's shared out the show a bunch of times on groups. So thank you, Darcy. We really appreciate it. A little laugh.
Thanks a lot, Darcy. We appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Yes, very much. All right. There you go, Darcy. All right. We love you. All right. Let's go to, again, the number to call into the radio show to speak to John Crawley, 347-884-8245, and then press the 1 on your phone. The 1 on your phone. Let's go down to Georgia and bring in Asha. Is that right?
Hey, it's Ashia.
Ashia.
Yes, sir.
Okay, welcome.
Hey, how you doing? It's fine.
Hi, Ashia. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Good. How can I help you today?
Well, something happened at work this morning, and I was trying to see, like, what do you see the outcome with that? Like, do you see me losing my job or, like, any of my little ones coming in, I guess, or whatever comes up?
What I see is there was someone else involved with this, so it wasn't just you, okay? There's someone else involved, okay? And I feel like I'm going to be honest with you. I think that it's going to settle down. Even though this happened, I do feel like this person did something, but you were kind of around that at the time, if that makes sense, or you kind of got drawn into it somehow. So I think what's going to happen is that I don't see them letting you go. I see like some kind of meeting where they're going to be talking and discussing this. Okay.
Because the girl, so she put her hands on me at work. I got two scratches on my face.
Because that's what I was seeing, someone else involved and someone else coming in. And I feel like it was more or less her starting this thing. So, like, you were just involved. You were there. It happened. But I do feel like something will resolve itself with that, okay?
Okay?
And I know it must be a very difficult situation, but that person initiated that, right?
Yes, sir. And my boss, I feel like it's his fault, though.
Okay.
I feel like it's my boss' fault because I've been complaining on her. And
yeah.
He still had us working together.
Yeah.
Nor did
he
try to call ambulance for me.
I feel like he's the type of guy that if you say something to him, he doesn't follow through with it anyways.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Like, he doesn't listen.
Sir.
Like, he doesn't take the time to listen. So I feel like, as far as that goes, I do feel like something will resolve itself with that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel like you're almost ready to head in a new direction in your life as well, okay?
Yeah.
So I don't think this is like the job of your life, the job that, you know, you've wanted to do for so long. I think it's more or less just a job for now, okay?
Yes, sir. You're right. Mm-hmm.
So don't take anything. If something was to happen, and just say, in a couple months from now, something did change, just know that you're expanding into something. You're heading in a new direction. You're opening a new door. Every time we let go of a situation, or we let go of a job, or we let go of a relationship, we allow new to come in, and it's usually pretty good. But other than that, that's what I'm seeing with that situation moving forward.
You didn't see me like taking him to court or nothing?
I don't see that, but I mean, I'm not saying it's not going to happen. I just don't see that, okay?
Right, okay.
But that being said, I don't feel like the relationship with your boss is that bad in general. I think it was just because of this. There's a few issues before, but I think I said it was going to resolve. So I would like I'd love to hear feedback, you know, and let me know about that, because I always like to hear and people's experience, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling in.
Did you get anything like from my son that passed away?
I'm sorry?
Did you like get any spirits from my, like anything from my son that passed away?
It's funny because I've been having young male come in all night. The last reading I had young male, and then I'm having young male again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the way that this young male's coming in, he's like, he's showing me like almost like something hitting. Okay? Like I feel like something coming towards me. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't intentional, he said. He didn't mean to go that way. Okay?
Something hit him, you mean?
Well, I keep on getting something moving directly towards me, so it's usually symbolic for something like that, okay? Like for something like that, like accident or something like that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But he says, I love you dearly, and he said that, you know, you were the best mother that, you know, you did everything for me, you know? But I do think, like, something, I don't know, something else is involved here. You mind telling me, is it okay if I ask how he passed?
Yeah, it's okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
He wasn't born. I was 7.5 months.
Okay.
And his heart stopped beating.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I wasn't getting a lot of information on how he passed. I just know it was very quick, and usually it just means like something happened. And like I said, that's what I'm picking up with that. But I know you've held on to that for a long period of time, you know. And I think it's been hard with you for relationships. I think it's been hard for you to commit for a lot of years because of the past, you know.
A lot of, you know, it just happened.
It just happened recently?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I do feel a spirit here, like I said. So I feel like most of the messages I've been giving you about work and this and that, a lot of it's collective. So a lot of it's from spirit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so... moving forward, I know it's a very difficult, very, very difficult situation to be in, you know, and I think you need to know that he's around you type of thing, and I think you need that, and I think you're going to hear and have experiences with spirit, okay, as far as, like, his spirit coming through, okay?
Me? Are you picking up on me or another caller?
No, I picked up on you. Like you asked a question about work, and then I'm picking up on you.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much for calling in.
Okay. I don't think you picked up on my son, but the job thing, I can understand what you were saying, though. But thank you.
Okay, have a good night.
Okay, you too. Good night.
Okay, goodbye.
Okay, thanks for your call there. We send prayers to you and blessings. Let's see here. We're John Crowley here from Canada. And again, if you want to reach out to John, his website, Facebook is all listed on the show page. The number of the radio show is 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard. And again, we're still looking for that first person to donate to the homeless mission for Thanksgiving. Maybe you listening are that first person. Especially this week, we're looking for folks that can donate, and it's kind of what happened last night with Emilani's show. About an hour in, and all of a sudden, people just came out of the woodwork, and you know. So you can donate through the GoFundMe or PayPal, like we said earlier. You know, this is a time if you can, to really reach out and help, because this is the time when charities like ours, Love in Action, and you know, all the others really hurt, because people are so busy, you know, buying and for friends and family, but you know, we're all connected. But anyway, let's go to our next call here for John Crowley, who does a wonderful job every week in, week out on the shows. And I just want to thank John. He's just really a great medium, psychic, stand-up guy, heart of gold. Really appreciate you, John.
I appreciate you too, by the way. I mean, I love being on the show. I love connecting on the show. I think it's beautiful. It's a beautiful experience to being able to be a part of helping, the homeless, and being a part of that has really opened my eyes to new things in my life, you know, to expand and actually start reaching out my community and start doing work, you know. So, I appreciate that you brought that into my life, you know, so that was something that, you know, needed to happen. So.
Beautiful, beautiful. Great testimony. Let's go to Philadelphia and bring in Iris to the show. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi, Iris. How are you?
All right. How are you?
Good.
How can I help you today?
I was looking for anything that comes in to you.
Right now I'm getting the first thing that's coming in from Spirit is, have you lost something recently?
If
around
I
the house or something? Have you lost something? Like, have you lost, like, a piece of something, like a piece, something that was valuable to yourself?
No.
Because I keep on talking about that, so I don't know if that's something that might be something to look out for.
Okay.
But no, as far as things moving forward, I feel like they're pushing you and they're saying that everything's going to be okay. I do feel like you've come out of really, they're very proud of you because you've come out of a difficult time emotionally recently, okay? So you've kind of pulled away and you've kind of come out of that, and they're very proud of you in that way. And they're saying that you're feeling a lot better right now. So you're starting to actually get out and you're starting to enjoy life again and you're feeling good, okay?
Yeah.
For the first time in a long time. Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
And so as far, I get a father figure in Spirit stepping forward, and he's got like a big smile on his face, and he keeps on like calling me like little munchkin as a joke. So I feel like he was a very warm person, the father figure, the older gentleman in Spirit coming forward. So I feel he was like the type of person that was just a loving man. Okay. Very, very loving towards you. Okay.
That was my grandfather.
Yeah, he says, I love you dearly. And he says that he keeps on talking about the beach. So I think there's something like he used to take you down by the water or something like that, okay?
Yes, he did.
And that was one of the things. And he keeps on talking about the rocks that you used to collect, or he used to help you collect. I think that was one of the moments you shared with him. So the rocks, like something about picking up the rocks at the beach or the water, okay?
Yes.
And he says, do you still have those rocks? Because he's, like, talking about them. And he says that that was, like, his way, something about those rocks are very significant in this reading. And he says, you don't have your, you know the saying, like, you think you're in a jam? You know how people say, you know, like, you're in a jam or something? He says, you're not in a jam. So don't think that you're in a jam at all. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know why this is coming up, but do you fear like someone like from your past? Because he's saying someone from your past. Do you feel like this might be an ex or something that you kind of feel like he? I don't want to say stalk, but kind of bothers you a little bit more, or you fear that coming in?
Yes, I do.
Because I think this has been going on quite a while, but I think it's almost like you're looking over your shoulder, and you're like, is he around me? Is he? You know what I mean? But I don't. What they're saying is not to look at it in that way anymore, because I don't think that's going to happen. Okay.
Yes.
And he also wants to talk about the good. Do you have a brother that was a good football player? Because he keeps on saying something about the football player in the family. So he was very good at it. Okay.
No, I don't have a brother that was a football player.
So I don't know. There's someone, something about football he keeps on talking about, and he's talking about like someone in the family. I don't know what that is.
Okay.
He's so soft when he speaks, you know, and I think he was very soft when he spoke in the physical, like very, very humble man, you know,
mm-hmm.
Like he wouldn't get upset at anything he says. Like you can try to get him upset, but he wouldn't get upset, you know, that's just who he was.
Okay.
So I'm glad he can come in and give you those messages, and he loves you dearly. And, thank you so much.
Thank you. You too. Good night.
So if you guys, if anybody's looking for a private detailed reading, you can contact me through my Facebook page, Intuitive Medium Jonathan Crawley, or you can contact me through email info@psychicjonathan.net, and book a reading, and
Okay. All right, John, are you there?
Okay, yeah, sorry about that. The phone just cut out again. I apologize.
Okay, hang on. I got two lines here. Okay, are you still there, John?
Yeah.
Okay, did the other call finish, or was she still?
Yeah,
was she done?
We finished off.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I was in the screening room. I couldn't hear anything. My apologies. Let's go to Florida and bring in Lana to the show. Welcome, Lana.
Thank you. And hi. Thank you for taking my call. It's very nice to speak with you.
Nice to speak with you, too.
Oh, thank you. I would like to know if you have any information for me regarding partner, either someone new coming into my life or someone that is in the past coming back.
Okay. Right away, I'm getting I don't feel it's someone from the past coming back.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel
okay.
It'll be a new relationship. Okay. I don't even feel like you want someone from the past to come back in. You know, to be quite honest with you, the way they're making me feel is you don't want that person, whoever that person is, that's kind of creeping in your mind once in a while. You don't even, they're saying just that's going to move. You're going to move away from that. Okay. Completely.
Okay.
So even the thought, but I think it's more of a comfort thing if he would come back, you know, coming new. I do feel like there's a lot of new coming in as far as relationship. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're saying don't feel alone. Spirit are always around you. You know, they're always there with you. And the right person is going to come in when you least expect it. And like I said, I'm seeing 2018 as well for relationship for you. Okay?
2018.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's right around the corner. Yeah,
so that's what I'm seeing. So I'm seeing a lot of stuff happening there. Okay.
All right.
With finances, I'm getting, there's been a little bit of a struggle there. Okay.
Well, it hasn't been easy,
but they're saying that's, it's only temporary, right? So, something you're going to be buying, like something like a new car, something like that coming up as well that you're going to be looking at, okay? That's what's coming up.
Okay, well, I don't think so. I bought a new car last year. So,
that's what I'm seeing coming up, okay?
All right. Do you have any more of a time frame and how I would meet this person? You don't have any information?
I don't have a time frame. I just know that it's in 2018. As far as I'm feeling more towards summer with the relationship, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's what I'm feeling. That's what they're telling me. So it's around that time, okay?
All right. And this is a permanent, you see it as a permanent thing?
I think it's a more committed relationship. I feel like the person from the past, whoever it was, there was a strong connection there. But I don't feel like it's going to come back. I feel like the new one will be more committed, you know, than the last one was. A lot more committed. And I think you need that. And I think that's what you're looking for, especially most people are. But I think that was the main issue with you, with that relationship.
Well, that's
okay?
True. That's true. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah. That's what I see happening. And it's all, like I said, you have a lot to look forward to. I get you as a real reserved person in a lot of ways as well. You're very reserved in a lot of ways, you know, very laid back, you know.
Yes,
and you need someone like that as well. You need someone like that as well, okay? I am seeing something to do with travel next year as well that you're going to really enjoy, okay?
Well, that's good.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
Do you see
yeah,
so
those are
kind of
things to look forward to, and I'll leave you with
any
that.
Any kind of work coming up for me? Any kind of work that will bring in additional money?
They're saying not right away.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, especially around Christmas time, it's not usually, you know, I would say, yeah, just I'm not seeing right away with that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like right this second, okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right, well, that's good.
Okay.
It's fine. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you very much.
No, thank you so much for calling in, okay?
Okay, all right, thank you.
Okay, all right, goodbye.
Bye.
Alrighty, we appreciate you. I appreciate everybody here tonight who's made it here. A lot of people, I can tell, are already into either cooking or they are shopping for the holidays or they're traveling, John.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. It's everybody's getting ready for Thanksgiving, eh?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah,
yeah. Sure. Next week it'll get back to normal until we get close to Christmas, and then we usually kick off a couple of weeks there, Christmas, New Year's, and then January is just awesome. I mean, crowds are huge. Everybody is, you know, in for the winter, and then everybody's got new electronics, so that's our highest time for radio is January. So looking forward to that. February too is pretty good. So anywho, well, have a good rest of the week, John, and hopefully
you
be
too,
doing
Michael.
Some more shows. All my love to you, my friend, and I appreciate
all my love
you.
To you as well, and everybody listening. Okay.
Alrighty. Take care.
Okay, take
bye-bye.
Care. All right. Goodbye.
Alrighty, that's John Crowley to the show. And for all you guys, and as we mentioned earlier, all of John's contact information is right here on the show page. So I won't say an official holiday greeting to everybody or anything, because we still have one more show tomorrow, Wednesday night, 9 Eastern, 8 Central, 6 Pacific time. Hope to see all you guys here then. And so have a good evening. Much love to everybody. And say some prayers out there for Maggie. Maggie, our good friend from Mississippi with a great laugh, you remember? She came in the chat room for a few minutes, and she just had surgery, she said, and she was in so much pain. She couldn't stay very long. So let's definitely send some prayers and healing energy to Maggie in Mississippi and hope she has a quick return, you know, of health. And it's always tough, you know, having surgery and things like that. So alrighty. All right, guys, thanks for being here. Carol, take care of yourself. Hope to see you tomorrow night. If not, have a good Thanksgiving, my dear listener and everybody else out there. Thanks, Darcy, for listening and your support to the show. I appreciate you very much. Take care of that six-year-old. And let's see, anything else? I'm waiting for my switchboard to come back. All right, let's see who's still in the house here. We got Darcy in the house. We got Lisa, I believe, in the house. Lisa, you take care of yourself, too. You have a good Thanksgiving, my friend. Lisa has listened to this show almost all 10 years. So thank you for that. I appreciate you a whole lot. And that's a long time when you think about it. 10 years, you know, I've been through a lot of guests, a lot of callers, great connections with people. Oh, my goodness. The stories I have heard, a lot of, you know, when you talk about the mediumship, a lot of sad stories of people, you know, who've had loss in their life. And you know, not just loss of, you know, a lot of times loss is not, you know, just, you know, like I'll share with you, since we have a little I guess I got a little time. If people are staying listening, I'll share a story with you. It was on my earlier show, so I'm not, you know, and I would never share anything of confidence. So this was on my earlier show this afternoon with Elizabeth. Anyway, a caller called in, a very sweet young lady, and she lost her dad. Her dad died this spring from suicide. And this was one of the toughest calls I can remember, because the dad, now get this, the daughter's calling in, the dad committed suicide in March, okay? And the dad molested and beat the daughter when she was young, from a young child all the way until teenager, okay? And then later in life, the dad got upset with the daughter and said, "You are driving me to suicide because you won't forgive me and let me forget about what I did to you." So trying to blame the daughter for the suicide, and you talk about a tough one. And she's dealing with also the, I don't know if it's true or imagined or not, but she feels her mom and her sister blames her for driving her dad to suicide. And, you know, I explained to her that, you know, when someone's, you know, does suicide, they're in a very, very dark place. I mean, beyond their normal thought pattern. I mean, beyond, I know people that knew or grew up being taught suicide was wrong and it's the worst sin you could do, and they would never commit suicide. But because, you know, they were in such a dark place, as I said, suicide's a dark place, they'd lost all reality. So that's where, you know, and so she, you know, needed to, you know, understand where the dad is, but did not, you know, should not take any of the blame. And now when he's crossed over, you know, he's past that. He, of course, doesn't blame her. And I told her, you know, the thing to do, and I tell this to a lot of the folks that I talk to who've had, you know, someone who has died, is to pick up and read as many near-death stories as you can. That's what I did, to come to a conclusion, to a, you know, unhappiness with my parents who died when I was 13 and 16. I later in life, I grabbed as many near-death stories as I could, as many books as I could consume, or interviews. Before I started the show, I was constantly on the computer with headsets on, sometimes laying down on the bed, and I would listen to people who had near-death experiences, because they died and they were there and they can tell me what it's like, so I know what my parents are feeling now. Or someone who's committed suicide. There's a lot of people who committed suicide and come back, and they can tell you the procedure, you know, what they went through. And their stories are fairly similar. So anyway, that's a tough one. That is a tough one. Man, send prayers to her. So, man. But so I've, you know, through the years, I've heard some unbelievable stories. So anyway, so all right. So I'm going to let you everybody go. I thank everybody again for being here. Appreciate every one of you. And we'll see you tomorrow night. Tomorrow night's going to be a great show again. 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 Central, 6 Pacific time. And write it down. Tell your friends. You're really going to love the guest tomorrow. Rebecca Renee is her name. She's a psychic medium and a healer. She's also going to be live on Facebook. She was live Friday evening. I don't know if you saw the show or not. She was in front of a Christmas tree. Maybe that will you know, and she was awesome too. She, man, she is just wow. And then if you can watch her on video while she's doing your reading, and she's an excellent healer, man, she's so real. She's, oh, wow. So you're going to be seeing a lot of Rebecca Renee on the show coming up here on Journey in the Light. And a lot of great new guests coming on, too. You guys, I know, love new guests. You like some of the favorites, too, that are here, like John. So working on it. So, all right. Take care, everybody. Much love to all of you, and have a good night.